Hello, good evening, everybody. Tonight's 20-minute halacha shiur topic is eating cake or cookies that have writing or letters or words or numbers on them. This subject is a fundamentally machlokas between the Rama and the Noz Yehuda. The Rama can be found in his Agosto Shochnach Simin Shin Mem, the Dogma Rava, who was authored by the Rebbe Bechet Kalendau. He has a footnote arguing on the position of the Rama here as well in Simin Shin Mem. Essentially, that means that in Krakow, where the Rama served as Rav, if one received the cake and it said, "Happy birthday, Mom," so the constituency and congregants in Krakow would not have cut that cake, as opposed to in Prague, where the Noz Yehuda served as Rav, they would have cut the cake and they would have been very, very happy to eat it with words, without words, with pictures and numbers, etc. The question that we would like to deal with this evening and to discover is, how does the machlokas between the Rama and the Noz Yehuda, Prague and Krakow, what applications does it have to us contemporarily in America, in Israel, Europe as well, and how do we paskin as to whether or not one is permitted or prohibited to cut a cake, cookies that have some decorative letters, writing, words, and numbers on them. The Rama writes as follows in Simin Shin Mem. Asur l'shaber uga shekasuv aleha kimin osios. It's prohibited to cut a cake that has letters on it. Afo pi shen mechavin rak le'achila. Even though a person's intention is only to eat the cake and not to cut the cake or to ruin the words. Dehave mochek. So the Rama understands that the reason that it would be prohibited, indeed, to cut such a cake is based upon one of the Mahometas Melachot's mochek erasing. Therefore, if there is a cake that has letters, words, numbers, pictures on it, when one essentially cuts the cake, you are destroying and deliberately, on one level, ruining that which it says on the cake, and as a result, it will be prohibited because of the Isser Melacha of mochek. What indeed is the source of this Rama? So it's a Mordechai, from Mordechai ben Hillel HaKohen, Talmud of the Maram Rotenberg, writes in Periklal Gadol, in his Hagos of Mordechai, to the Sech HaShabbos, Simon Shinsan Tess, that the Maram Rotenberg himself was asked whether it was permitted for children to eat a cake that had writing on it, and he responded, Veheshiv, Leka Isura D'Oraisa. There is no biblical prohibition to cut such a cake. B'mochek ela amanas lechtot. The only time and place that there would be a prohibition actually to be mochek, to erase something, the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, was that you erased in order to write something. Therefore, in this particular circumstance, when you are erasing, not in order to write anything else, you're erasing a cake because you're cutting it, or you're eating it and you're destroying the letters, the numbers, the words, or the pictures. However, you're not intending to write anything. Therefore, as a result, it only remains as an Issur Rabbanan, and since it's an Issur Rabbanan, the Maharami Rutenberg says it is problematic. Although midyaraisa, the only time it'd be chayav on mochek, if it's mochek al manas lechtov, it's erasing in order to write, and here indeed you're not erasing in order to write, but it'll be an Issur Rabbanan, and therefore it is rabbinically prohibited. If you read the Rama, actually, although he's quoting the source of Mordechai, nonetheless, the Rama says that there's a different reason why it's Asur Midrabanan, not Midiraisa, and the Rama writes that it's because She'enom Mechazin Rak L'Achila. You only have intent to eat it. You don't have intent to erase the happy birthday, Mom, or the happy anniversary. Simply, the only thing you want to do is to eat the cake. By the by, you're going to turn out, you're going to erase the letters and the words and the statement that says happy birthday, Mom, or happy anniversary. But because your Eino Mechavin Rak L'Achil, your intent is only to eat the cake and not actually to erase the letters that are written on there, it only becomes an Issur D'Rabbanan. Nonetheless, the Bir Hagra and Shulchan Aruch here in Simin Shin Mem explains that the reason that even though you're not Mechavin L'Achila, you don't have intent, your intent is only to eat the cake and not to erase the letters, the reason that it's still prohibited, actually, is because of the Talmud concept that you're passing throughout Shulchan Aruch, Psik Reisha. Even though something is not intended to be done, if it's going to happen all the time, Psik Reisha, it's going to happen naturally as a result, it's a cause of effect that emerges as a result of doing the act that you are doing, nonetheless, it's still prohibited. So even though you know you don't want to erase, and you only want to eat the cake or the cookie or the brownie, whatever it is, nonetheless, because you know automatically and intrinsically that is what's going to take place, you're going to wind up erasing the words and the letters and the numbers and the picture, therefore it's still going to be Aser. Nonetheless, what emerges both from the Ramah as well as the source of the Ramah, the Maharam in Rothenburg, certainly this is only a Issa de Rabbanan, so cutting a cake or destroying a cake with letters or numbers or words on it is only going to be prohibited rabbinically. Number one, according to the Maharam in Rothenburg, because it's mochik shelo amanas lechto, you're erasing without the intent to write, and therefore that lowers its status from a biblical prohibition to a rabbinic prohibition. And according to the Ramah, it's absolutely permitted biblically, because it's eino mechavin rak lachil, your intent is only to eat it and not to erase it, but that then again drops it to a level of a issur d'rabbanan, and once it's an issur d'rabbanan, obviously it's still prohibited, but nonetheless it's not issur d'oraisa. So what emerges from the Ramah is that we have and are dealing with an issur d'rabbanan, which is not something to take lightly, but cutting or cake, or cutting a cake, obviously, that has anything with writing written on the face of the cake or the cookie is going to be an issur d'rabbanan. However, the Dagum of Rava, authored, as I mentioned, by the Nod Bihuda Rechaska Landau, writes that it's absolutely permitted, and he argues on the directly on the position of the Ramah. And the Dagum of Rava explained that which what we say when something is a psik ratio, when it's going to happen automatically, that it's prohibited, even though it's asur d'rabbanan, like the Ramah says the Dagum Ravava, that when you have so many Dirabbanan that you're dealing with, and in our circumstance we have four different Middine Dirabbanan that we're dealing with, it is permitted altogether. Says the Dagum Ravava, number one, this is a Davar Sheinu Mitkaven. I don't have intent to erase in order to write. I have intent to eat the cake. So therefore it's a Davar Sheinu Mitkaven. Number two, it's Mochek Shelo Amanas Lichtov. I'm erasing without intent to write something after. So again, it's only issur d'rabbanan. Number three, it's considered to be mekalkel. I'm destroying this cake. I'm ruining it. I'm eating it. And number four, I'm doing it kilachar yad in a very awkward way. That's not the way to erase. If you want to erase, you take an eraser. Or you would take your hand and you would, you know, completely obliterate or destroy the writing on the cake. But here I'm cutting it in order to eat. Number one, it's mochek shalom and aslichtov. Number three, it's mekalkel. Number four, it's kilachar yad. Therefore, says the Nod Bihuda, in a situation where you have so many reasons that it is an issur d'rabbanan and not an issur d'oraisa, it's absolutely permitted with no questions asked. Therefore, we have a machlokes between the Ramah and his Agosa Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Mem with the Dagum Ravava, whether or not cutting a cake with letters, writing, pictures, or numbers on it is going to be asr mid rabbanan according to the Ramah, because it's considered to be mochek, issur d'rabbanan of erasing, and according to Nod Bihuda, it's absolutely permitted mid d'oraisa and mid rabbanan, because it's einu miskaven, it's mochek shalom and aslechtov, it's mekalkel, and it's also kilachar yad. How do we paskin, folks? Most poskim, the majority of poskim, question, like the Dagum Ravava does, the position of the Ramah. Included in that list is the Aruch HaShulchan, Tchein Michal Epstein, here in Simen Shin Mem, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Gantzried, Rabbi Shlomo Gantzried, also questions in Simen Pei the position of the Ramah, and they feel that the Dagum Ravava's opinion, that it is so many dirabbanans that we're dealing with, and therefore it's absolutely permitted. However, the Aruch HaShulchan himself writes, that we can't just leave the Ramah hanging. The Ramah is machmir, as we say, that anu yotzim b'yad Ramah, B'nai Yisrael, base themselves and their halachic opinions on the Ramah. The Ramah makes a statement that he's basing himself upon an opinion of the Mordechai, who's Gedolei Rishonim, and Talmud Rami Rothenberg, which can't just cancel it off completely. Therefore, even the Aruch HaShulchan understands fundamentally and logically that the opinion of the Dagum Ravava is correct. Nonetheless, we can't just let the Ramah go by the wayside. The Mishnah Berurah as well seems to follow that opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he writes and he quotes both the opinion of the Ramah as well as the opinion of the Dagum Ravava, and he concludes by saying that you could rely on the opinion of the Dagum Ravava, Yishlismuch Olav Kishaino Shover B'mokum Ha'osios B'yodo Rak B'siv Derech Achila. That indeed it's a machlokus between the Ramah and Nod Bihuda, the Ramah being Machmir and the Nod Bihuda being Mekel. We could rely, says the Mishnah Berurah, on the opinion, on the lenient position of the Dagum Ravava, not if you're actually cutting the cake with a knife or with any other implement or utensil, but if you're eating it, derech achila, if you're eating the cake simply by mouth, but you're not cutting it, or you're eating a cookie or any type of food that has writing on it, if you're doing it derech achila, and it's the fashion, it's the way that you're eating it by putting it into your mouth without cutting it necessarily, then indeed you could rely on the opinion of the Dagum or Vavit. Because once you're doing something derech achila, that's the way you eat, and the way to eat is eating a cake that happens to have writing on it, then you can rely on all the reasons that the Dagum or Vavit said, in a miskaven, mochik shalom naslichto, mekalkel, kilacher yat. But to actually cut it, there we should rely on the opinion of the Ramah. That is the position of the Mishnah Berurah, seeming to follow the opinion of the Ramah fundamentally, but willing to rely on the Dagum or Vavit when you're not using a knife or any other implement or utensil. This seems to be the majority of opinion, and the accepted opinion in Klal Yisrael seems to be that the strong minhag seems to be like the Ramah, that we don't cut cake that has writing, letters, words, or numbers on it, as a result of the fact that the Ramah did pass in that way, even though the Dagum or Vavit questions the opinion of the Ramah, the Taz as well questions the opinion of the Ramah, even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Dagum or Vavit. The fact that the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, Gedolei HaPoskim, Achronim, in the last 100 years, seems to be indicative of the fact that Klal Yisrael indeed accepted the opinion of the Ramah. The Chazon Ish himself notes that the Dagum or Vavit has many reasons to be lenient and to rely in a situation where you have so many reasons to make it the Rabbanah, that you should be makel even though it's a Psik Resha. However, the Chazon Ish argues on the Mishnah Berurah as well, and even in a situation where you're biting into a cookie or a cake, Derech Achila, the Chazon Ish himself argues, because he does not think it's clear that we always follow any time they have numerous Isurei Derabanan, in a situation where it's a psik ratio, where it's a guarantee that's going to happen, they're always lenient. It's not an automatic, that's not a guarantee. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, since it's not clear in Shas that if you have numerous trei derabanans, or three derabanans, or four derabanans, that we should be lenient, therefore the Chazon Ish is machmir against the Mishnah Berurah's hachra, that you should, we can posit, like the opinion of the Dagum or Vavit when you're eating it derech achila. So the Chazon Ish himself is indeed machmir, not like the Mishnah Berurah, and takes the Ramah straight. However, there are a few situations and circumstances where we can rely on cutting a cake, even lechatchila. The Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa, Rav Neuwirth, quoting his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, as well as an indication of the Ramah himself on a tshuva that he wrote, Siman Kuf Yutes, seems to indicate that if you have a birthday cake or an anniversary cake or any cake that has any form of letters or writing on it or numbers, one would be permitted to cut in between the actual letters themselves. That's to say, that if it says happy, one would be permitted, if there is a break in between the H and the A and the P and the P, and if you're able to slice the cake in between the letters themselves without actually breaking any letter itself, that would be absolutely permitted. More often than not, the cakes that we eat today happen to have be written in script, and they are not written in a block print, and therefore it becomes difficult. But the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Ramah himself writes Efshar, a possibility that one can be lenient to cut in between the letters, one would be permitted to do that in that situation. The reason for that is that Isser, according to the Ramah, of Mochek or Kosev, is actually creating a letter or destroying a letter. However, if you're not creating or destroying a letter, but you're simply moving a letter farther away from the previous letter, or moving a letter closer to another letter, you're moving an H away from the A, or the mom, the M, separate from the O, and the O separate from the last M, that's not the Isser Mochek of destroying or erasing. You're simply separating letters, and that's not considered to be part of the prohibition. It's certainly not biblically, and certainly not midrabanan, says the Ramah, says the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, therefore be permitted to cut in between the letters. Similarly, if one cuts the cake prior to Shabbos and has the cake sliced into eighths or tens or whatever bigger the cake is, would one be permitted to then take the cake apart on Shabbos proper? It would seem to merge that according to the Ramah, that should be okay, because again, you're simply separating one piece from the other. You're not destroying a particular letter. You're not creating a particular letter. You're simply separating one section from the other, and according to the Ramah, that would be permitted. However, in the contemporary shorthand work, the Orchot Shabbos, the author there writes, Rabbi Gelber, that that might actually be not lechatchila, and the reason for that, he says, is based upon a Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Shin Mem, if katan tazayin, that lechatchila, one should not set himself up for a situation to do that. That's to say that it's better not to set up the situation, even where you'll have to separate one letter from the other letter, even though biblically and possibly not even in the Rabbanit, is it also to separate letters? Nonetheless, if you have another option or if there's another way that you can do it, better not to do that. So therefore, certainly a person shouldn't dafka cut the cake before Shabbos. If it's possible to do it in another way, that would be as contemporarily or familiar to many of the bakeries today, that the way we get around this machlokas between the Ramah and the Dagum Rava is either with a hard piece of chocolate or a soft piece of chocolate that simply sits on top of the cake, and on that piece of chocolate it says whatever greeting you wanted to say, happy birthday, happy anniversary, mazel tov, and therefore you would simply be able to remove that piece of chocolate and then you would cut the cake without any problem whatsoever. A few more points just to mention. When it comes to a cookie and you're biting into a cookie that has a insignia of tefillin sometimes or bar mitzvah or if it says mazel tov, happy birthday, if you're simply biting into the cookie and you're not cutting it, so as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says it's absolutely permitted because that is derech achila. Hazanish is not as excited, does not think that that is going to be permitted necessarily. However, the Achronim do point out, and this seems to be what the Ramah himself says in Simen Shin Mem, Sif Gimel, that if the actual wording is not on top of the letter, but it's embedded into the cookie itself, if it's part of the cookie, that means it hasn't been written post the making of the cookie or the making of the cake, but it's part and parcel of the actual cookie or cake itself, that will not be a problem of kosev or mochek altogether, because it's not separate from the actual item itself, but it's part of the cookie base, and therefore a cookie that's been baked into it, insignia, a symbol, a sign, a letter, a number, a word, or a picture, would be okay. Furthermore, if there is no significance to the item which is being erased, if it's a line or a circle that really doesn't mean anything, or possibly even a barcode, obviously not on a cake or a cookie, but if it's not something that has any meaningful nature to it, it's not a picture that means much, or if it's not something that has any real significance to it, then it would be absolutely permitted. That would not be mochek. Another option for one to consider in a situation where it comes Shabbos and you note that you have a cake that has not been cut, or you note that it's a cake that you can cut in between the lines, so although one possibly can rely on the opinion of the Dagum Ravav B'Dievet in that situation and cut the cake, as we know we follow the opinion of the Ramah, another option is to actually slice off the face of the cake, cutting off the entire insignia or symbol or in statement and greeting that is actually written on top of the cake. And in that case, once you remove it, even if you move it to the side and then it falls apart or then it becomes erased, then you have taken care of what you have to do, and one can then cut into the cake at that point. So nonetheless, just to review our discussion, essentially when it comes to cutting a cake and cookie and any item, kugel included, that has some sort of greeting on top of it that has words, letters, numbers, and a picture of any significance whatsoever, is subject to machlokas between the Ramah and the Nod of Yehuda. The Ramah says it's asam the Rabbanon. The Nod of Yehuda says it's absolutely permitted. We have found that many achronim line up on either side of this machlokas. Many side with Ramah. On the other hand, many side with the Dagum Ravava, but the popular approach and the popular common custom when it comes to this is like the Mishnah Berurah and like the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's prohibited midrabbanan to do so. Therefore, while one is preparing for Shabbos or looking to purchase a cake, before Shabbos, one should try to set up a situation that you're not going to have to cut it on Shabbos and not have to cut it before Shabbos with the writing on it, but to purchase a cake with a letter or greeting or picture on it that can be removed without a problem. Thank you very much and have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.